This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps people find fulfilling careers. Every week, I interview a career expert about the tools you need to find the work you want. Our hometown of Portland, Oregon, has a thriving technology sector, but it also presents special challenges for job seekers, especially for candidates without tech experience. Joining us today in the MaxList studio to talk about this is Portland Tech Insider Tim Butler. He's a technical sourcer at the local office of New Relic. It's a software company headquartered in San Francisco. Tim, is it hard to get a job in Portland's tech community?
The short answer is yes, it definitely is hard. And I would even say in broader terms, the Portland job market is one that is a real challenge. There's an old adage that it really matters who you know. And I think that's even more so the case when you come to Portland. I've talked with many candidates throughout the years that I've been in recruiting that have really been used to having a great resume and a solid background, and they think that they can just kind of float the resume there, and they find out very quickly that they're not getting much activity. And of course, the market determines how quickly they may get a response.
Okay. But so why is that, Tim? Why? And I'm assuming there are other cities where they can float that resume, sure, and they get an offer, but you say it's not happening here.
I think it really just comes down to Portland is a town where people love to do business with and work with those people that they know, or it's very referral friendly. So if you have a friend or a connection that is working somewhere, they may reach out to you and say, hey, who do you know? The who do you know happens quite a lot here in Portland.
What about for a listener who doesn't have a tech background? Is there an additional challenge there? Someone who might want to break into your sector?
Great question. There certainly could be. I think with transitioning into any new industry, there's always going to be some challenges. And it's important to do your research to find out as much as you can, do some informational interviews. But with tech, the beautiful thing about the Portland tech community is that there are so many different networking opportunities where you can at least get out there and rub elbows. Even if you're an introvert, there's still ways that you can learn about the different tech companies that are in town, and that'll help you sort of determine if you're interested in software, if you're interested in hardware, what types of roles exist within those tech companies. And as long as you're able to do that, then you're going to have the experience to sort of pinpoint and target your search onto as far as which companies you're going to be pursuing.
Is this a city that is open to either newcomers to town or people who want to change sectors, or is it a closed community?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely open. For me personally, I worked in insurance for 20 years, and at the tail end of that 20 years, decided that I was enjoying the recruitment aspect of what I was doing. And I reached out to a recruiter for the company that I was leaving, and I said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. And that individual, they're not in the Portland market, but they said, yeah, I think you'd be great at it. In fact, I'm going to give you a couple of contacts that you can reach out to. And what I found through not only Twitter, but networking with former colleagues like that instance, is that Portland definitely is a place where there's a lot of collaboration that takes place and people who are willing to help a newcomer along and make those introductions when necessary.
So it's an open city.
Very much so.
Collaborative,
yes.
Culture.
Yes.
And there are opportunities to meet new people.
Yes.
What's different about Portland's tech community compared to other cities, say San Francisco or Seattle or smaller cities perhaps?
I would say that you're probably more able to get to, I hate to use the word players, but great referral sources and people who are in positions of authority and making decisions, because we have things like Startup Week, Design Week, and a lot of those great things where, and I think if you're in a larger city like a Seattle or San Francisco, you may be able to get to go to different events and maybe even more events, but it's likely that the numbers are going to be so large that you're not going to make as many deep connections, I would say, and be able to gain more ground as far as the networking piece goes.
In the interest of full disclosure, what are the drawbacks here in Portland in Portland's tech community compared to other cities?
For me, I've always called Portland a branch town. And what I mean by that is we don't have a plethora of Fortune 500 companies. So it's not really a place where you'll see a lot of corporate gigs. You'll see some, but it's really more of there are branches of these larger corporations that are here, as opposed to it being just a bevy or plethora, like I said, of these Fortune 500 and large companies where there's so many jobs that are available within the tech space and even other industries as well.
You mentioned at the start of our conversation that it is a competitive job market. It can be hard.
Yes.
But it sounds like the key is referrals. It's networking. Is that right?
It is. And, you know, interesting enough, there's someone that I'm connected to on Twitter that I finally got to meet in person, which, side note, that's a great thing about Twitter is that you can start virtual, but, it's great when you can take it offline. And I noted that she mentioned something about how some, quote, gurus in the industry are saying that networking is the key and you've got to make it a full or job hunting, make it a full-time job. I like to talk about a layered approach. But for Portland, networking is just vitally important. You definitely want to layer your job search approach, but you can't hold back on participating in networking events. And that doesn't mean that you're going to Eventbrite and signing up for $10, $20 events to go to. There's a lot of different ways that you can network. You can network virtually, like I did via Twitter and LinkedIn, as well as those other ways of connecting with people at events.
What are your best networking tips for people who want to break into Portland's tech community or are already part of it and want to move up?
Sure.
What do successful people do, Jim?
I think the successful ones are able to be resourceful and figure out, okay, what events are taking place. One of the great resources that I have been recommending for years is a site called Caligator.com. I think it's ORG. And basically, it's an aggregator of a calendar of tech events that are taking place here in the Portland market. I love it. And whenever I send it to people that are looking at Portland from Cincinnati, Chicago, Raleigh, or other places around the country, it's something that they instantly are drawn to. And it appeals to them because they don't have to go to Meetup and just sort of start searching and finding their way to figure out where are these sort of hot events, if you will, going on in Portland. So that's number one. And then I would say Portland Women in Technology, or PDXWIT as it's known. It's, as the name sounds, women focused, but it's very much a place that accepts all comers to their events. And it's, if you don't think of it in terms of going to network for a job and just getting to know people who are working in tech, especially if you're looking to break into tech, it is an absolute great place to go because they have just a number of different events that are taking place. Probably, if I had to guess, 4 to 5 different events taking place throughout the month, every month.
I've been to a number of their events. They're very good. And you meet people there that you might not ordinarily cross paths with. And yep. People are very open and friendly. I also want to say Portland Women in Tech has a terrific job board. There are several hundred positions there every month.
And they do.
I recommend it strongly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another one I would recommend, and while it requires being here in person, it certainly works well if someone is already here in Portland or visiting, and that is New Tech PDX. And if anyone's ever been to a pitch event, it sort of has a pitch format to it where there are 4 to 5 different companies that give about a 5-minute pitch, and then there's about a 2 to 3 minute Q&A period for the audience to ask questions. And if someone is just interested in Portland and Portland tech, it is an absolute great event to go to. There is a cost associated with it, but if you get in early enough, I believe it's $10 plus the service fee to attend. And that does come with a meal. They have catered food at every event plus beverages too.
You mentioned the importance of referrals and how they can help a job seeker in Portland's tech world be more competitive and have more success. What about, are there other challenges that job seekers should be aware of when looking for a tech job in Portland?
Well, it's obviously very competitive. I would say that the biggest challenge could be if they're going to be transitioning into tech, that they might be looking at an entry level. Great example of that would be someone who's going through a code school or boot camp, has never worked in tech. The challenge they're going to face with the Portland tech community is that, for the most part, we're looking for senior level talent. I like to say that we're chasing the same. It's an arms race, basically, for the same level of talent here in the Portland marketplace. And so it can be a challenge if you're an entry-level candidate. Maybe you're someone who's a new grad with a computer science degree, or you've gone through one of the boot camps. It can be a challenge to find those entry-level and early career positions. And likewise, if you're new to tech, and maybe you've got 10, 15 years of experience, and you're trying to find a project management, program management type role, you're going to be competing against, for the most part, mid to senior level people that have already worked in the industry. And so that's going to be a big challenge.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how people, particularly entry level applicants, can overcome those challenges. And I want to dig into training, because sometimes people look at code academies and other institutions in order to get skills or certificates to help them make the switch. Portland is a great place to live, but it can be a tough place to find work. Even with a record low unemployment rate, there's still lots of competition for the best jobs. If you live here or you're thinking about moving to Oregon, we have a free guide that can help. It's called How to Find a Job in Portland: 8 Steps to a Meaningful Career. Go to maxlist.org/PortlandJobs. You'll get actionable ideas you can use to make your Portland job search easier and faster. You'll learn how to build a network in Portland, why you need to do informational interviews differently here, and where locals go online to find the best job boards. Would you like to learn more? Go to maxlist.org/PortlandJobs. We get asked all the time at MaxList for advice about finding work in Portland. And if you visit our website, you'll find dozens of articles about this topic and more than 700 local jobs every month. We've even published a book, Land Your Dream Job in Portland. Our new guide puts our best tips about looking for work in the Rose City into one easy-to-read 11-page document. Get your copy today of How to Find a Job in Portland: 8 Steps to a Meaningful Career. It's free. Go to maxlist.org/PortlandJobs. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Tim Butler. He's a technical sourcer at New Relic. Now, Tim, before the break, we were talking about the challenges that entry-level people might face in getting a job in Portland. And you said there's a lot of demand for more senior people, but perhaps not as many opportunities for people who are breaking in. Tell us about that.
Well, I think what it comes down to is the size of the company, I think, plays into that. Again, going back to what I said about it not being a Fortune 500 company. So the larger the business, the more likely there is to be an internship program as well as early/entry-level career positions, in addition to your typical mid and senior level roles. So because Portland is going to have more small to medium-sized businesses, they're trying to get work done. And so training becomes an issue, and onboarding and having the time to do those things for someone that is going to require some training, especially if they're new to the industry. That's where you'll see businesses tend to lean towards, we just don't have the time to do it. And so we really need to get someone in here that's got 5+ years experience, 10+ years experience.
What do you say to people who are considering going to a coding academy or perhaps taking a certificate program at a community college in order to get a technical credential that'll help them break into tech? What should they be thinking about?
I think what they should be thinking about first and foremost is what are they passionate about? If maybe they know someone that's in the industry, maybe someone that's a software developer, maybe they have family members that worked in tech, and they're just sort of circling back to what was already there, maybe deeply seated. And the cool thing that I like to talk about when I occasionally go and visit one of the local code schools is, you've got this treasure trove, if you will, of transferable skills that you're bringing to the plate. It doesn't mean that you will necessarily qualify for a mid or senior level position, but it is going to help you in your search. It's going to cause a hiring manager to look twice at somebody that is going to have that certification from a code school or boot camp, community college, whatever the case is. So I definitely think it's valuable to, once you've sort of made the determination that I'm going to do this, that you go forward and pursue that certification. A great example is someone that I know of that had been here in town but was working in academia and decided that they wanted to do something sort of along the lines of program management and wanted to go the Scrum Master route. I've never known anyone to do this, but I can tell you that that person was successful. And part of the reason they were successful was not just the training they did, but they also volunteered through the local project management institute. And so that kind of goes back to the who you know piece. If you're doing volunteer work and being involved in other events, you're going to get to know the people and the players that are in the community. And so that's going to help you in addition to the training that you're getting.
I'm glad you brought up volunteering because it is a form of networking, but I don't think people think about volunteering as networking, do they?
They don't. And when I talk to the code school students, I tell them that because I don't know what the numbers are, but I just make the assumption that there's got to be someone in here that's terrified of networking, whenever they hear that term. And so I'll talk about virtual, whether you're doing it via Twitter or LinkedIn, or some other online groups that maybe you're part of if you found this online community. But definitely volunteering, as well as, you know, if you're a parent and you're at a PTA meeting and you have a life change going on and you just have a conversation with somebody that, you know, you're going to code school and you're excited about that. You don't know who they know. You may think you do, but that could ultimately help you somewhere down the line where they might know of someone that's interested and someone that is, you know, making a change. And because they know you, they're more likely to become a referral source for you than somebody that you're just meeting for the first time and you're telling them that you're going through some training and they're like, oh, okay, that sounds great. And they move on. But if someone knows you already in this sort of non-threatening volunteer type environment, they're going to take a natural interest in you. And more people than not are going to be willing to try to help out that individual that's ultimately going to be looking to make that career change.
One more question about training, attending a coding school or signing up for courses at a community college. Right. It requires an investment.
It does.
So before people take out a loan or perhaps tap savings to do that, what do you encourage them to think about? Because it can be especially for some people, a big check.
Sure. I would encourage them to definitely do some research. There are a lot of choices that are out there. You know, you can do the self-study at home programs. If you have a library card here in the Portland metropolitan area, you can take classes on lynda.com if you're interested in software development. So you can even dabble, if you will, with like a Lynda or some other free resources that are out there. Being self-taught, it is, I won't say the norm, but there are definitely a lot of technical professionals that are self-taught. So if you're doing your diligence as far as researching tech careers, talking to people that you might know that are in tech careers, before you make that big investment, then you're going to be going in, I think, with eyes wide open and understanding that, okay, this is a big commitment. I definitely am passionate about this. And I'm going to go forward with it. And I always talk about, you know, finding the passion. You know, if making a difference in the lives of others and you realize that you can do that through software development is what drives you, then great. You can certainly accomplish that with a tech career.
What other tips do you have about research? You mentioned it when considering going back to school. Yeah, but how about in a job search? What kind of research do you recommend a listener do when considering getting a tech job in Portland?
I think if you are going to formal networking events within the tech space, if you can find, you don't necessarily have to find a hiring manager, but if there is one that's there, that's great. But what you'll find is that a lot of them might stay away because they don't want to get bombarded by all the job seekers in the room. And if they are there, it's probably because they are hiring and they are interested in talking to candidates. But I would just say go to those events and whenever you have an opportunity to talk to somebody, whether it's a software developer, Scrum Master, whatever their role is within tech, they can tell you a little bit about how they got into tech, The people that they work with, the types of projects that they're working on, the products that their company is building, if they're building products, or the services that they offer. And just be really curious and go about it that way. And again, you don't have to be at a physical event to do that. You can find somebody on LinkedIn by just doing a search for software engineer in Portland and reach out to that individual and see if they're willing to have a chat with you. You know, buy them a cup of coffee.
You mentioned people who might be considering moving here from other cities. Any tips about how to do a remote job search if you want to find a tech job in Portland?
There are usually links that I'll send to someone to kind of give them some information as far as like cost of living. I definitely recommend the various sites that are out there where you can check on what it's like as far as livability and those things that are important to you as far as the community that you want to live in. So you can get a better understanding of the differences between what it's like living in East County in Gresham or Troutdale or living way out west in Silicon Forest and out near Intel in Hillsboro, Beaverton, et cetera. And figure out that piece as much because we know that traffic is not great, but you can still work your way around it and figure out where you would like to live and get a sense of the cost of living environment and see how it compares to where you are currently. And then I would say just taking a look at, if you do a simple Google search, or even a YouTube search, I've come across some pretty interesting videos about Portland on YouTube. But Caligator.org is a great site that, again, I always send a link to. TechTown Portland, I'm not sure of the exact address, but TechTown Portland is part of our local economic development's initiative, I guess it is, to sort of embolden the tech community and make it more attractive and help draw new talent to Portland, actually. And so I know that they occasionally will have videos in there as well as some information about the tech scene here. And then the Tech Association of Oregon is another good site, I would say, to check out. And that'll give you a little bit of information as to what the scene is like here.
When you see people come here for tech jobs, are they able to do a search from a great distance and get an offer, or do they have to come to town, Tim, and just start talking to people?
I think it can happen that way, where you can do it from a distance. As a recruiter, you typically, it's not that you're skeptical, it's just that you don't want to get left at the altar, and you want to know how serious they are about Portland. And so while there are certain questions that you can't ask in interviews, you can certainly ask, okay, so why Portland? Is it the show Portlandia? Is it that it's known as Beervana? And just try to get a sense of what it is and find out, okay, maybe they do have family. Maybe they have friends that have told them that. Maybe they've visited here. Maybe they've been here on business. And if you can find out that they're really invested in coming, then the recruiter and a hiring manager are going to be more likely to want to talk to them because they know that they're serious about the Portland area.
What's the right answer to the question about Portlandia?
Ooh, coming from a native who was skeptical in the beginning, the more I watched it, the more I began to think that it sort of mirrors reality. There's definitely a love for brunch here that exists, and a lot of the quirky things around like environmentalism and pets and. Having gone through the whole home sale thing, the writing of the letters, I didn't get to do that part. So I was a little disappointed that nobody wrote letters to us about our home that was for sale. But yeah,
we got three when we sold our house.
there's definitely a lot that holds true. And the more I watched it, the more I was surprised that, oh gosh, I guess some of this is true. Though I don't know that it is as weird as Portlandia makes it seem. I think that's sort of, maybe Austin truly holds that title. I don't know. I've never been to Austin, so I can't compare.
Okay. And then what? How about Beervana, Tim?
Oh, that's definitely true.
Okay.
And I'm not a beer drinker, but I am certainly well aware that it is, because at every turn, there's beer.
You mentioned some great online resources, including Caligator. Do you have a favorite Portland Tech job board?
Don't know that I do, actually.
Top three, some favorites?
I like what Rick Terozzi's Silicon Florist blog does with the startups. And if you're someone that's really passionate about working for a startup and being part of the startup scene. He does a really good job of posting positions on his site. Of course, Max List is a great site to find out about jobs in Portland in general. And I think Portland Women in Technology has really done a stellar job of really posting a lot of open positions within tech.
I would add the Oregon Employment Department has a great tech-focused job board run by a fellow named David Duncan. And I think it's called Portland Tech Jobs. They're usually a couple thousand.
That's true.
It's an aggregator.
Yes. So I actually have seen that. It's not like a go-to for me that I've seen, but I know that I've come across it throughout the years a few different times. And I've seen that there are a lot of jobs that are certainly listed in there.
Well, tell us, what's next for you, Tim?
What's next for me is just kind of continuing to do the work that I get to, that I enjoy and get to do. And that's, it's called sourcing. And what that simply means is I'm looking for people under leaves, rocks, wherever I can find them, scouring every end of the earth. Well, not every, in the U.S. at least, to try to get them interested about the different positions that I'm working with within our product engineering org over at New Relic. And for me, the exciting thing is that I'm working for a company that truly is devoted to having a diverse workplace. And so diversity is a mandate that we have in hiring. And so that allows me the time that it takes to realize that they may not necessarily be sitting here in Portland, so I can take the time to reach out to somebody in Philadelphia, Chicago, Austin, Dallas, Miami, wherever they might be, and try to find someone that I think is a great fit for the positions that I'm working on. And we're growing rapidly. We're doing some really exciting things with our software. And so it's a great place to be, and it's exciting work that I get to do.
I know people can learn more about you by connecting with you on LinkedIn, and you're open to LinkedIn invitations.
Yes, I am, definitely.
As well as following you on Twitter. We'll be sure to include both URLs in the podcast newsletter that goes out on Wednesdays and in the article on the MaxList website about our conversation. Well, you've given us a lot of good information here today, Tim, about how to break into a tech career in Portland. What's the one thing you want a listener to remember?
I guess I would say that Portland is a welcoming and collaborative place. You definitely need to put in the work to get to know people within the Portland market. And, you know, if you go about networking and realize that it's a give and take and that it's you're not just taking, if you do it the right way, you're going to be able to connect with people who are really genuinely and authentic about trying to help others make that change. So you certainly want to own your job search because it's all on your shoulders, but realizing that Portland is just kind of that special place. And if you put in the work and the effort to really network and get out there, you can realize that because it is a welcoming place.
Tim started with a point I hear a lot at MaxList. The job market in Portland is competitive. Especially for people who move here, it can seem overwhelming. But Tim also made an important point about the city itself. Relationships matter, referrals count, and it is an open system. And that's not true in a lot of cities. You can get in to see key decision makers here, and you can make relationships with people who matter and get the referrals, whether you move here or you were born here, that will help you break into Portland's tech community. It's actually a principle I think that applies across all of the city's sectors. Whether you want a job in technology or in another sector in Portland, we've got a free guide that can help. It's called How to Find a Job in Portland, 8 Steps to a Meaningful Career. It shares valuable tips about not only networking and how to get referrals, but insights into local job boards and other tools and resources that can help you find a job here that you love. If you want to get your copy today, go to maxlist.org/portlandjobs. It's free. Again, that's maxlist.org/portlandjobs. Did you know that when you apply for a job, an algorithm, not a hiring manager, may decide if you get an interview? Our guest next Wednesday is Nicole Merrill. She's the founder of Future Skills. Nicole and I will talk about how algorithms and other forms of artificial intelligence affect your job search and what you can do about it. Please join us. And until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job.